The fine art of common sense. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Well, I've had an opportunity to look a little bit closer at Tuesday's results from the primaries around the country, and now the full-blown socialist face of the soon-to-be former Democratic Party is a 28-year-old Democratic socialist, which clearly means Marxist or communist, who says the tax cuts signed in December that have jump-started the economy and got us rolling with a tremendous amount of enthusiasm and optimism, that money, that tax cut would have been better used to pay off student loans for every kid that borrowed money from the government. Yes, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says the government could have, should have, just written off the loans to the tune of more than $400 billion, but kept pinching American taxpayers like you and I. Her message is one of socialist ideas that have failed everywhere that have been tried, but they've never been put into place quite properly, I guess. It may sound shocking, well, because it is, but get used to the Bernie Sanders view of the world. What's yours really isn't yours anymore, and when I say that, you'd better be thinking about your retirement savings, your Social Security check, and any real wealth if you have accumulated in investment or real estate or anywhere else. Make no mistake, the left has its eyes on your resources as a pool of money to buy themselves votes and voters in the future. Guaranteed. Ocasio-Cortez, appearing on MSNBC, laid out her version for the future, which not only includes eliminating the recent tax cuts for Americans, but in her world, includes a massive New Deal type of government expansion to all corners of the nation like we have never seen. Ocasio-Cortez is a self-proclaimed social justice warrior that is opposed to the use of fossil fuels and has a very distorted view of America. She, like so many that have been indoctrinated with poisonous ideas, holds tight to the misguided notion that America is an unfair place and that only the government can make everything okay. That government must stand up for those that rush across the border illegally, she says, for the LGBTQ, for a guaranteed job for everyone, regardless of circumstance, and making sure that successful Americans are charged mightily for that success. However, during the interview, Ocasio-Cortez made a little bit of an admission that I think is key and should not be overlooked. A couple of thousand votes can make all the difference, she said, while discussing the very low voter turnout in New York's congressional primaries. You see, for some reason, New York separates their congressional primaries from their primaries for governor. Those are coming up in a few more weeks. And so your voter turnout's really low, 3% or so. Honestly, 3% turnout. So she won by like 3,500 votes or something like that, and it represented 58% of the electorate choosing her. The point being is, her kind of candidacy won't win in the places that carry Donald Trump, places like Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, North Carolina, Florida. Those places are in no jeopardy whatsoever of selecting a candidate like this. As Ocasio-Cortez rightly pointed out, her grassroots outsider candidacy was possible because nobody went to the polls, and she was able to beat a powerful 10-term incumbent congressman like Joe Crowley. And she didn't just squeak by. She took 58% of the vote, like I said, but it was not very much vote. And the only thing standing between her and being the very first openly socialist member of Congress now is Republican Anthony Pappas, and I don't think he stands much of a chance because of the incredibly left-leaning district that she's in. Some other things you should know about the new Democrats and their new idol is that Ocasio-Cortez is openly hostile to Israel and readily backs Hamas. She believes we should have open borders. Federal immigration officers should be scaled back. ICE should be eliminated altogether. But that's just the beginning of the world, according to the new Democrats. She believes everyone should be guaranteed a job, as I said, no matter what, and health care, too, and not just health care should be paid for, but dental, vision, and mental health coverage, too. I'm not kidding you. It's a whole wheelbarrow full of free stuff. Of course, a wheelbarrow would be a foreign object to them because that would involve work. Ocasio-Cortez proclaims housing is a human right and demands that government must pay for that too. Yes, free houses for everyone and anyone who wants one, no matter what your deal is. She hates fossil fuels. I know, shocking, right? She's demanding that 100% of investment in energy must be renewable green energy. No exceptions. Ocasio-Cortez, speaking for New Democrats Everywhere, says we must end the war on drugs and change the way we incarcerate people. Okay, maybe we can talk about that one thing. She's also proposing a huge tax on Wall Street. Shocking, right? To make public colleges and universities fully funded by you and me, the taxpayers, and free to everyone. You know, she was sitting there talking to the crew at Morning Joe and MSNBC, and as you can imagine, once the crew at Morning Joe wiped the spittle from the corners of their mouths and the glazed look from their eyes, they just sat there in a complete post-coital-like warmth. Honestly, it was a bit hard to watch. Bernie Sanders declared it another example of grassroots political success while proclaiming the energy is on the left in the Democratic Party, something he's not a member of, by the way. Nancy Pelosi, meantime, dismissed the win by the young socialist, saying it's not indicative of what lies ahead, but I think it is, at least in the primaries. My point is, Ocasio-Cortez can't win a general election in most districts in America, but these radical leftist ideas can make their way through primaries and win in primaries. When in the general election, they'll get crushed, which we'll see what happens. But the new face of the Democrats, a radical socialist who doesn't believe in much of anything that you and I believe in, thinks that impeachment's the first order of business, and so on and so forth. It's 25 after here on this Thursday. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy. Know your own power.